and then by his bone they get a son. Sambhati gets a son, whose name is Samuhik. Sambal, yeah. Sambal or Samuhik. It's like that. And this is the person, this is the same person. He got cursed from Durvasa Muni, and then he had that, we were not getting the English pronunciation of that word, that iron rod which you called Musu. What do you call that?
Mm-hmm. Iron bar.
Iron bar or something like that. Iron bar?
Huh? What is it?
You know, you see, just like we mash things in the mixie, mm-hmm. but we have this pot-like thing made of
mortar
stone.
Mortar and pestle.
Pestle, you call it pestle?
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar and pestle.
Mortar.
What are the spellings? M-O-R?
Mortar resisting and the pestle resisting.
Pestle resisting.
I never know.
P-E-S-T-E-L? Pestle?
Pestle.
P-E-S-T-L-E. P-E-S-T-L-E. Right. So, then that passed into Musa. Yeah. So, then that he got the curse from Durvasa, and then this Musa, this pestle is no one else but Shankar himself there.
Oh.
Yes. And he. Then whole pastime of annihilation of Yadu Dynasty took place there. He acted like that.
Who was the
Shankar, he came in the form of festival and did all those things.
Why?
Marjorie and said, but he's telling that he's serving Krishna in everywhere in all different forms. He's serving Shankar.
He's part of the destroying.
Also you can reveal that. So, Shankar. He has three different, we can see Shankar in three different ways, he's saying now. First, in this Jagatik Leela, Nerd Leela, that is pastimes which are in the material world. And then as Sadashiv Tattva, and then as that he's wanting to go in the Rasa and all that, that is Gopeshwar, that three forms he's saying. For demigod, he is Sadashiv Tattva. And then in between completing this, he spoke for the pastime of Rameshwar, connecting this. He's also called Rameshwar. Confirming this, why demigods call him like this. In Rameshwar, when they were doing puja, all these brahmanas, everybody, and they were calling him Rameshwar ki jai, Rameshwar ki jai. That means Shiva is the master of Ram, right? So they were speaking like this, but all the demigods, they came and they stopped. They said, no, this is not the right meaning of Rameshwar. Rameshwar means Ram is master and Shiva is also master. Both are equal. That is the meaning of Rameshwar. And then immediately that deity, plucked it, and Shiva came himself out and he said, no, this is not the meaning. Ramaha yashyasya Ishwara means Ram is the master of Shiva. That is Rameshwar ki jai. So, considering that, he says the three different forms are Shishya, Guru and Mitra. As Sadashiv Tattva, he is Sakha, and in Narlila, he is Guru. Narlila means in this material world, he is Guru, and Ram and Krishna are his disciples, and in his Brajlila, he is Shishya. And also in Godrum Deep, we see the half Shankar, half Krishna form as Harihar Dev, we see there also. So in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Advaitacharya is Mahavishnu. So he's Mahavishnu. His part and parcel, Shankar as Rudra, resides in Kailash and manages his affairs. So in Navadvip, he's there in the form of Vridhisi, that means old person, and Yogamaya is in the form of Prodha. And he spoke about this four, how Shiva is there in Braja, at Nandishwar, at Chakleshwar, at Gopeshwar, and then in Mathura we have Bhuteshwar, like that, four different forms.
Wait, so I didn't quite get this one with the sister guru and
he says in Naralila, in this festival, he is guru. Shiva is guru.
Uh-huh.
And in Sadashiv form, his Mitra, Sakha.
Oh,
so Sadashiv Tattva, because it's Vishnu Tattva, it's not different.
Well, who is Sakha is here as Sadashiv?
Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is Krishna, they are like one.
In Narlila, he's all Guru.
He's Guru. And in Brajalila, in that Aprakrit there,
his sister.
His sister Gopi.
Uh-huh.
There's three different relations.
I see. Okay.
Now he was saying that this Devi, known as Durga, known as Chandi, she wears a garland of
skulls.
Human skulls. Why she wears like that? She's looking for those people who are chanting the mantra Namah Shivaya Shivoham Shivoham. Those are chanting this mantra. So she says, oh, till today I was your mother and now you want to make me your wife? How is this possible? So she cursed the neck of these people who chant this mantra.
I don't understand.
So first of all they chant so Namah Shivaya,
worshipping Lord Shiva and taking the mercy of Parvati Devi.
And then,
yeah, and then they afterwards when they become perfected,
they
say Shivoham, I am Shiva. That means now the Parvati is their wife. So this is all impersonalism kind of thing. So she cuts the head of these people. And her tongue is out all along looking for those people. So Shankar and Parvati, they are both Vaishnava and Vaishnavi, they are bhakta of Krishna. And it's very merciful, he says, very, very merciful. Even Krishna doesn't give those things, and he's so much resisting in giving these special boons which we want, and Shankar is freely giving that we should ask for his mercy. He says, Krishna and Shankar, why difference? Because Krishna, he checks what he wants to give, what is beneficial for the living entity, he gives accordingly. Just like Dhruva, he gave him all this boon to rule for 36,000 years, but still he also gave him Krishna Bhakti, because he knew, unwillingly he gave fulfill his desire. But Shankar doesn't care, whatever you want, take it, whatever you want, take it, no problem. If you want poison, take poison, he doesn't care for that. Similarly, Devi, Parvati, she is like that. Materialistic people, they're asking for so many desires and she doesn't, whatever you want, take it. Like that. But Krishna is not like that. And Shankarji is also very dear to Krishna in the sense that those works which nobody can do, he assigns this job to Shankarji. For example, he wanted to preach this impersonalist philosophy here. And then first he called Brahma and other people and they refused, that we cannot do this for you. So he called Shankar and Shankar said, okay, I'll do. And then, on the orders of Krishna, he spread this Prachanna Bodha Dharma, which is impersonalism, Shankaracharya. And not only this, he's serving in different pastimes as Bhima, with Pandavas, as Hanuman, as Garuda, all these forms of our Shankar. They are like part and parcel to what you're calling. And also in the battle of Mahabharata, to make Arjuna win, Lord Krishna, he invited Hanuman to give him his powers to win this battle. Then he spoke one or two nice stories that how Lord Shiva is merciful, and he spoke that in English. So that about Hunter, how he went in. You want to hear that?
I couldn't understand at the end what happened.
Okay.
He was up in the tree.
Okay.
We couldn't quite. He didn't give all the English.
He spoke two. He spoke two stories at that time. So the story goes like this, that this one hunter, he went in the forest and he wanted, of course he is going for hunting, so, but the whole day he could not get any animal to kill. So it was like 6 p.m. in the evening and it was getting darker and darker. So he just had a water bottle with him and didn't have anything, and he was hungry, he didn't eat anything. But now it was night time, so he thought, I must climb up a tree, because now it's night time and if any animals come, they leave me lying, a tiger, whatever. So he climbed up in the tree. But this tree was a bale tree.
Mm-hmm.
And this bale tree's leaves are most favorable for worshipping Shankar. So when he was climbing up, so when he climbed, due to his scratching, few leaves fall down and also few drops of water fall down. So this was the first puja of Lord Shiva, because underneath the tree there was a shivling lying there. The first puja was done. This was the first puja of first prayer in the night time. Then after 3 hours, there came a she-deer, and this person, hunter, he wanted to kill that deer. So as soon as he targeted his arrows for that, he spoke, no, don't kill it. Why? So, I have a baby and I want to go and feed in my milk, when you come back, then you can kill me. And then he said, no, you're not going to come, you want to go away. And then she argumented fast, and he said, no, no, she took boon and all that. So he said, okay, he let her go. Then she went there, and then she told this story to him, fed milk to his children, also told this thing to his husband who was there. And husband said, no, you stay here, I will go there. Like this, spoke. But Maharaj spoke like this, but Maharaj was like, he was not able to, I mean, remember the whole story himself also. But I heard this story from Premananda Prabhu today morning, so I know this happened. Actually, when she went at home, then his son was not there also, and his husband, her husband was also not there, both were not there. So she started looking for these people. Where is my son so that I can fed milk, and where is husband so I can tell him what has happened. So she was looking, but what happened?
But you just said the husband said
I was telling, translation of Maharaj.
Oh, changing.
I said that Maharaj also was not able to remember the story. So then, incidentally, this husband, he also reached the same spot. And this is after 3 hours, this Shivya has left. And this again, this hunter tried to kill, and then few leaves fall down, and few border dogs fall down, and the second worship was done of Lord Shiva underneath on the ground. And then he also said, no, don't kill me. He said, why don't me? He said, my wife is here, and I should tell them at least that I'm not going to come anymore. They're waiting for me. So he said, no, you just want to escape. He said, no, I don't want to escape. And he also said, I surely come, so let him go also. So he went there, and he didn't see his son and wife, because they were looking, searching for each other, so he was searching for us. Then, somehow or another, the son came there, at the spot. And then he tried to kill him again. And then again a few fleas fall down and a water fall down. So third puja was done of Lord Shiva. And then he said, no, my mother and father, they don't know, they will worry for me. At least let me tell them that I'm not going to come anymore. So the same way he let him go. So by this time he has done 3-4 pujas. And then Lord Shiva was happy because he got a favorable leaf and he also got that water, four things got. Now, then they also meet. All of them, this he dear, and their son, they all meet together and said, this is happening, he said, this is happening, this is, oh, so we all in a trap now. They all ran to that, said, okay, we have given words to that, we must go there. So when they go there, so before that, by this time, Lord Shiva was completely pleased, because he's so innocent, and he's so innocent, so he appeared, and he came in between. And here something also, he remember told something else also which I also forgot, some connection took place here. But Lord Shiva, he came and manifested himself, personification came there, personified, and he fulfilled the desire of that hunter. He was killing so that he can sell and get money. So he fulfilled the desire of money and all the things, and also this fee and this deer was saved and he doesn't have to kill that. But probably, because every time he wanted to kill them, so due to this movement, this water and leaves are falling down, so Shiva's puja was done. So I think this is why these deers are helping in this pastime, in this story. So this was another story. And then he spoke another story, that again, one hunter was hearing about Lord Shiva's pastime at some place, and some sadhu was telling the glories of Lord Shiva, and he said, so easily can we please Lord Shiva, no problem. So it's been few days. He said, okay, with full faith, he went to the jungle and took a shivling there and started worshipping. 4-5 days after, he saw nothing is happening. He said, why nothing is happening? He took one fruit of that bedsi and smashed the shivling. It doesn't appear, and he was saying, you'll appear. And then Shiva came, okay, what do you want? And then he gave his boons, whatever he wanted. So, but we should pray to Lord Shiva for Vrindavana Jaya Shambhu, what do you call it? This verse, again, forget, I could not get this verse. So we should pray for this, for our entering in the past tense of Lord Krishna and Radha.
Yeah. What?
Abhinav.
And
that verse contains these things. I think Vrindavana Tipate Jay Soma Soma Moli Sanaka Sanandan Sanatan Naradeyam Gopishwara Braja Vilasi Yugandri Padame Prema Prayas Nirupadi Namo Namaste. We all chanted after him.
Yeah, so what are the three things? Gopi, Prem, Vrindavan,
Vrindavan.
What's the last one?
Scholar, so.
What's the last one?
Let me try. So we want. What was the first thing?
Vrindavan Vasa, Gopi Prem.
Yeah.
What's the last one?
The third one. Probably it says that we want nirupadi.
What's that?
Nirupadi means devoid of any other desires.
Pure.
Any pure, completely pure, without any.
Thank you very much.